for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Saturday afternoon, September the 1st, 2007. Dr. William Knoll is the speaker of this service teaching on rejection. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Now, an Antichrist spirit is a spirit that is first against Christ, and second, instead of it not only comes against Christ, it wants to move in and replace the anointing. Christ is Christus, the anointing. And it wants to come in and replace the anointing. So you find yourself listening to a demon rather than the Holy Spirit. And this is quite subtle. But as you listen to it, you find yourself suddenly you're listening to an Antichrist spirit. And you find this in legalism. You find it in Gnosticism. You find it in the cults. And you find it in spiritualism. In witchcraft, you got legalism, superlism, Jezebel. Now your Antichrist spirits, they are your Gnostic spirits, works of the flesh, false gifts, bondage to leaders. These are the things that abound in these churches. And hand the legalistic Pharisee, perfection, witchcraft control, bitter anger, legalism, and deception. And your cults, you got the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Unity, the Christian Science, and many others. Spiritualism, you got the medium, the fortune telling, the Eastern religions, the New Age, the ESP, the hypnosis, the astrology, and fortune telling, the palm reading, irisology, reflexology, card reading, tea leaf reading, and many others. Eastern religion, Taoism, Hinduism, Buddhism, and others. And remember that all your martial arts come out of this. All of your yoga comes out of this. All your transcendental meditation comes out of it. Any of y'all in relaxation exercises that are based on yoga, get out of them. You can't bring anything clean out of something that's unclean. It's an unclean root. And it went out of the root. It will bear an evil fruit in your life. Well, I don't believe in the religious part. I'm just doing it for exercise. The devil loves you because you're opening the door to him. Every time you assume one of those poses, it's a worship pose. I was a practicing yoga at one time. And I tell you, it's from the devil. Acupuncture. It's to balance the yin and the yang. The good and evil forces in you. It's not from the Holy Spirit. It has power. Don't ever think the devil doesn't have power. They do open heart surgery with acupuncture in China. By the rub your feet. Reflexology. And go help your bladder rubbing you under your big toe or something. Huh? But it works. And you get a demon too. You can go to the Christian Science practitioner and get healed. Yeah. You go to the devil's counter. You trade up. You got a migraine headache. He'll take that demon out of you and give you another spirit. Give you a brain tumor. In 5 years, you're dead. And then somebody else comes in. They got some sort of problem. Well, it's a bad spirit for her. Maybe a good spirit for her. Christian Science practitioners, the most dedicated, hardworking people, really want to help folks. They put demons into their body. I've seen them stand at the back of the church and run forward and fall on their face at the front, hoping to force the demon out of their body and do it until they're so exhausted they can't get up. Don't go there. And it brings idolatry and curses. Eastern religion, Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, transcendental meditation, stress reducing, Lamas, relaxation, martial arts, acupuncture. Lamas, there's nothing wrong with learning about what happens to your body during pregnancy and so forth. But when you get into the meditation and start looking at the manila and concentrating on the points and fantasizing, you're into Buddhism. You're into Hatha Yoga, the highest form of yoga, and it will relieve pain. It will also give you a demon known as Kandilima, or Savannah, better known as Jezebel. It's a sexual spirit, in case you're interested. It's all in the book there if you want to read it. Idolatry gives you sickness. These are the promises in Deuteronomy 28. Sickness, poverty, broken family, bondage of slavery, insanity, loss of children, and no communication with God. There are seven promises that counteract those at the first for those who are obedient. But you go into idolatry, that's what you get. And here they are, the blessings and the curses. Health, no sickness, prosperous business, good family life, victory over your enemies, respected position, many offspring, and holy to God. Those are the promises.
The others?
Everybody wants the promises. Nobody wants to read about the curses. I used to have two lists on two pieces of paper. One with the curses and the other with the blessings. Everybody took the blessings. Nobody picked up the curses. Whoredom, sexual sin. Hosea 4:3-10. Idolatry and whoredom, perverse spirit and sexual sin. They all run together. You read Hosea. It says, whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the soul. Now people ask of their wooden stocks and a divination rod informs them a spirit of whoredom has caused them to err. They've gone a-whoring from under their God. Let's look at this. Idolatry. All these infirmity spirits. You also lose part of your soul. Dyslexic, hyperactive, compulsive thought and action. You get adultery, fornication, alcoholism, loss of learning disorders, amnesia, blackout spells, memory loss. The perverse spirit gives you the homosexuality, the reprobate mind, incest, bestiality, pedophile. Sexual sin gives you multiple sexual partners and sexual dysfunction. Oral genital sex, sadomasochism, exhibitionism, peeping Tom and fetish. People, this is a mixed audience and I don't want to insult anyone or offend anyone. But there's a verse in Hebrews that Pentecostal pastors quoted to people for years when they were getting married, and it says, marriage is honorable above all, the bed undefiled. And they stop right there. It's another part to it. It says, adulterers and fornicators, God will punish. You let that out. That's the whole verse. But they take half of it and say, that means anything goes in the marriage bed. That's not true. You want to curse yourself? Get involved in oral genital sex. There are a number of people I've cast oral genital sex spirits out of them. They can tell you. I'm going to move on. But sadomasochism, exhibitionism, peeping Tom, and fetishism. Fetishism is things that you have to increase your sexual potency. I remember one young lady, she couldn't have couldn't have sex with her unless she had fur around her. And he had three different full-length mink coats that she wore. And she loved it. She loved mink coats. Lying on a bear rug with a mink coat on. Praise God. That's the only way he could perform. Shame brings you embarrassment and humiliation. Isaiah says, woe to the rebellious children who take counsel but not of me, devise plans. The old King James says, devise a covering but not of my spirit. Add sins in. They go down to Egypt. Not ask my advice to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, the devil. Trust in the shadow of Egypt, the world. Therefore the strength of Pharaoh shall be your shame, and the shadow of Egypt shall be your humiliation. Bring shame, embarrassment, and curse of the false covering. The curse of leaning on something besides the Lord Jesus Christ to cover your sin, to provide covering so that the enemy can't get near you. If you lean on the false covering, go down to the world, then you will get embarrassed and humiliated, and you've got to break the curse of the false covering. Covering, but not of my spirit. Bondage. Now, I've got a copy on the computer. The copy of the bondage spirit is back there on the wall. And you can read that. And I think you should read the small print coming out of the mouth. One more time. Just one more time. I just have one more candy bar, or one more beer, one more drink. This is the last time. That's what the spirit of bondage says to you. They get you in. Well, you deserve this. You worked hard and you stayed on your diet a week. You deserve to go out and be able to splurge. Okay? That's what the spirit of bondage will say to you. And you can have bondage to drugs, food, sex, abusive relationships, and a number of other things. I remember one lady I ministered to was a compulsive shopper. She loved to shop. And so she built a business around shopping for others. She'd go shopping, you tell her what she wants, she'd look all over town for it. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father, the voice of his mother, who, when they have chastised him, will not heed him, then his father and mother shall take hold of him and bring him to the elders of the city, to the gate of the city, and they shall say to the elders, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard." Got trouble with gluttony? Alcohol? You got trouble with bondage. Oh, Jesus. Now look at the circular nature of the spirit of bondage. See, here you got fear, rejection, and pride. You see, fear brings up to fantasy, to idolatry, to bondage. Insecurity, return to bondage. Terror, depression, drugs, bondage. Pride, bondage. Goes into stubbornness, bitterness, and rebellion, bondage. Idolatry, bondage. You see, it goes round and round and round. If you look at it back there, you'll see it looks like an octopus sitting on top of the head. And as you sin, part of you repeatedly sin, part of your soul dies in that area. And a demonic force will take over. I showed it, we first completed it, you know, when we looked at it. It was in black and white, and Brother Clements looked at it. He said, "Doc, you've got to realize this thing is green." I said, "Yeah, I've seen it. It's the slimiest green you can imagine. It's nauseating looking." But we didn't want a color photograph. We wanted a black and white. It's very expensive to put color drawings into a book. They're just putting a color cover on it. Instead of one that was one color, added $1.50 to the cost of the book. You can't imagine what it costs to put color photographs in the text. So, we did black and white, but that's bondage. And it's like Telephone Central. Remember the old telephone? Andy would call up Mabel down at the telephone and say, "She get me Goober at the, get me Goober at the service station." Y'all remember that? We used telephone like that. Well, that's her. And you get fear, gets threatened, and so he calls up to Central and says, "Let's have some subacute autonomic symptoms." And you got the gluttony, and so they whistle up by fear and get you some, and you get these butterflies in your stomach, and your hands get a little nervous and shaky, and you're not thinking too well. I mean, having trouble concentrating. And your hands are sweating. You say, "Man, I'm getting hypoglycemic. I got to get something to eat. I need some sugar." And that's what your demon will tell you. And man, you are on your way to Kentucky Fried Chicken or McDonald's or Scoops Ice Cream or someplace to consume 1,000 calories. And then you'll feel better. And that's the spirit of false comforter. That spirit of false comforter makes you feel better. Just go eat something, you'll feel better. Just go take a drink, you'll feel better. You nervous? Take the little blue pill, Compose. I can remember when they used to advertise. They don't advertise that anymore. Now they advertise prescription drugs. See your doctor. This drug will cure you. And then they say, "Well, it will cause this. And if you have a sudden decrease in vision, stop taking them and see your doctor immediately." And they say it so fast you can't hardly understand them. In other words, you take that, oh God, I can't remember the name of it now, but you go blind. Praise God. Now look at that, security updates. and figure out a way to get this thing out of him. And that's bondage. Stubborn. Here we go, Nehemiah. But they and our fathers acted proudly and hardened their neck. That means stubborn. Did not heed your commandments, refused to obey, were not mindful of your wonders. And went out of them, they hardened their necks as in the rebellion and appointed a leader to return to bondage. But you are God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant. He's 29. And testified against them that you might bring them back to your law. They acted proudly, did not heed your commandments, and sinned against your judgments. Which if a man does, he shall live by them. They shrugged their shoulders, stiffened their necks, and would not hear. Now that is an agricultural term. Had an oxen that didn't want to work. First he would stiffen his neck. He'd raise his neck up real high like this so you have a hard time getting that yoke on him. And you finally got that yoke on him and you, come on now, why pull? He would shrug his shoulders and push it up like that and then that thing would slip off. That's stubborn. They're not going to work. And they won't hear you. No. They're not going to believe that. I'm not going to believe that. Stubborn. These are both. The third one is passah, and it's used in oral discourse. It means to press, to urge, or stubborn. I had a rebellious son, and when he said he wanted to do something, I'd say no, and he said, we got to talk about it. And he'd talk for 45 minutes, and I'd say no, we got to talk about it! And so he'd talk another 45 minutes, I'd say no, and finally I'd say, what is it about? No, you don't understand. As he got older, he got more persistent. And when he got bigger, he tried intimidation. And then anger and rage and violence to get his way. You won't give me my way, I'm going to break you up in this house. Hurry up! You don't give me my way. You don't tell me what to do. That's a perverse spirit. Stubborn also means scoffer. A scorner. And so you have they're unteachable, they won't hear correction, they're deceived, unable to receive ministry, they have a stubborn self-will, they're uncorrectable, they're always right, they're self-centered, jealous, envy, and they have self-worship. You see this with a lot of people who will not accept responsibility and say that they have done nothing wrong. And they're stubborn, and you can talk to them till you're blue in the face, and they're not interested. They will tell you their side, and that is it. You can look all those up if you want to. There's no word. Okay, let's look at this. Talebearer, gossiper, slanderer, contentious, quarrelsome, witchcraft, manipulation, malice, lying, deceitful, gossip, evil speaking, cursing, nagging, net picketing, argument tension, rage and threatening, intimidation. You see, so they can either manipulate you, or they can intimidate you, loud talking, argumentative, controlling, anger, rage, and violence. That's stubbornness. And what happened to him, this is a verse for him. You all remember that Elisha was with Elijah. And as he was going down, and all the men came out and said, you know, your master's going to leave. He said, I know, just get out of the way. And so they 50 prophets from Jericho followed him, and they went across the river. And then the chariots of fire separated Elisha and Elijah, and then the whirlwind picked him up and carried him off and left his cloak there. And he wound it up and went over and struck the river, and the river parted, and he walked back across it, and all the prophets came out and bowed down to him and said, oh, the spirit of Elijah is in Elisha. You know, Elisha, maybe God has dropped Elijah off on one of these hills around here. We got 50 men. Let us go look for him. And he said, no. But they urged him. See, that's pecked at him, continued, until he was ashamed. And he said, send them. Therefore, they sent 50 men out, and they searched for him 3 days, but did not find him. He said, didn't I tell you not to go? It's also used where Naaman stood before Elisha and urged him to take the silver and the raiment, and he wouldn't do it. Stubborn. Unteachable, stubborn self-will, talebearer, gossip, scoffer. Bitterness is to be bitter, unpleasant, to rebel, to resist, cause to provoke, bitter, change, disobedient, grievous, provoke, rebellious. That's marrow. Bitterness, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest a root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, by this many become defiled. So you can get defiled by a root of bitterness growing down in you. You can also get defiled by a bitter person being among you. Remember that bad company corrupts good manners. And so bitterness brings infirmity spirits, collagen diseases, intestinal diseases, skin, headaches, muscle spasm, allergy, bladder problems, ear infection, female problems, infidelity. Brings unforgiveness, unfair revenge, retaliation, anger, and this unforgiveness will torment you. Rage, anger, violence, hate, and murder will come out. And remember, as long as you're in unforgiveness, you're in your sin. And the tormentors are there to torment you. And these are the tormentors. You know, you can't be bitter about something you've forgiven and given away. You can only keep bitterness if you hold on to it. Torment. He's angry. And they said the angry master was angry and delivered into the torturers or the tormentors until he should pay all that was due. This is the unforgiving servant. And I've talked to you before about what I told y'all what the tormentors were. They are mean, sadistic people who enjoy causing pain. Accusation of others, blaming others for your sin, passing the buck, projecting the blame. It said that Adam and Eve were the first alcoholics. They blame somebody else for their problems. Everything, all the problems they're in, is somebody else's fault. Adam blamed God and Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. And Saul blamed his people. Blamed Abimelech and his friend. Killed all of them because of it. Genesis, the woman. Man said, the woman who you gave me. She gave you the tree. She gave me. And the Lord said to the woman, what have you done? She said, the serpent deceived me. Paranoid. And notice you get paranoid both from fear and pride. Accusation of others, suspicion, jealousy, envy, and covetousness. And the woman came out and they danced and said, Saul has slain his thousands, David. And Saul was very angry, saying it displeased him. They have ascribed to David 10,000 of me. What now shall he have more than the kingdom? And the last of that verse says, and Saul eyed him suspiciously. And there he, another verse. You know, I want you to see that everything that I put in him, I talk a lot about some sacred cows and people who don't want to hear. But I'm going to tell you, you can't bring something clean out of something unclean. And there are all kind of Eastern religions that are creeping in. Now, if you get an interior decorator to come and decorate your house, she decorates it by shishin, which is the flow of the pama through your house, the spirit of the pama, which is the spirit of goodness in the air around you, and you have the good flow through so you can have happiness and contentment. It's all arranged according to the Chinese principles of Taoism. You tell somebody that's idolatry, and they say, oh, no, 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 no. And they say, well, they have aromatherapy. And they have this aroma, and you go buy these candles that have special aroma that will set the mood in your house and cause certain spirits to come in. Tell you to get a pair of wind chimes. You know what the wind chimes are for? They were designed by the Buddhist monks to attract spirits. Now, you think they were attracting the Holy Spirit? I've had people that try to exercise a house. This one house they had been exercising it. They had done it a dozen times, and it was an old house. And the chain dragging through the wall was what was really upsetting them. You know, they could hear this chain dragging through the wall, and they thought that the old house, perhaps something had happened there, and they just weren't able to get it out. And so they built a new home and moved the furniture over there. Within a week, the chain was dragging through the walls of the new house. And that's when I became involved. As I walked up the steps, there it was, hanging on the street. There was this beautiful wind chime. A very expensive one. I took my pocket knife out, cut it loose, threw it out in the front yard. God, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting rid of your demons. You know, the chains didn't go through the house. You know, I went through the rest of the house. I didn't see anything. It's the only thing I saw. Cut the wind chimes down. The demons left. Never came back. Now you see, oh, that's a coincidence. I can sit here and think of a dozen places I've taken wind chimes out of. A lady came back from a Christian mission to Ecuador, ministering to Christian women down in Ecuador. And she came back and she began having panic attacks in her bedroom at night. She couldn't understand what was wrong. And I prayed for her and I went through the... And I started back and said, well, it's happening in the bedroom. Let's go look at the bedroom. And on my way back there, God said, wind chimes. I said, where's the wind chime? She said, we don't have any wind chimes. I said, well, have you been out of the country? Brought back anything from our third world? Well, yes, we went to Ecuador. And these Christian ladies gave me a gift. That's weird. It's in my closet. Go get it and bring it out. It was in a plastic bag, like a Walmart bag, you know. Reached down and picked it up, and it was a ceramic window. The wind chime, there it was. There it is. I dropped it back in the sack. I said, we need to get rid of this. She said, will it get rid of this? Yeah, that's what's holding the demons there. So I dropped it on the floor and stepped on it. Broke it. And I picked it up and threw it in the garbage. Somebody said, well, anything from a third country is suspect. Yep, that's true. These were made by Christian craftsmen for the tourist trade. And the girl who made it gave it to her. But it's a wind chime. And that's what it's designed for. You can't bring something clean out of something unclean. Job 14:4 says, who can bring something clean out of something unclean? No one. And Job said that. Not his counselors. When you read Job, you just go back to the last chapter and God says to his three false comforters, he said, you have not said what is right about me as my servant Job has. And what did he do? He just invalidated everything those people had said. He said, you hadn't said what's right. You're wrong. Now you take an offering and you go to Job and you have him pray for me, for you, and I will not judge you according to your folly. So Job prayed for him. And God accepted Job's prayers. And you know what happened then? Now you remember, these are the folks who have been sitting around tormenting poor Job, you know, just tormenting and telling him what a terrible person he was and fess up to his sin. And they sound like a bunch of Pentecostals around a bed saying, come on now, what you do to let this disease in? Come on now, fess up. What's your sin? Y'all never seen that happen? I have. I tell you, I'm careful about who I go take with me when I'm praying for someone. I don't want to take one of those false, one of Job's accusers, I'll tell you. But when Job prayed for his tormentors, God restored the captivity of Job. God healed Job. Pray for your enemies, those that hurt you. But God will heal you in the name of Jesus. Well, praise God. Let's all stand up. I've talked far greater than I really wanted to talk. In the name of Jesus. Everybody praise God. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. Say, dear Lord, I love you. Lord, I want to be free. Free of rejection. I reject the nativity that I inherited from Adam and Eve. God, Jesus Christ, has made me accepted in the Beloved. Ephesians 1:6-7. In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace, whereby I've been made acceptable and accepted in the Beloved. I thank you, Lord, that I'm not a rejected child. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was manifested in the flesh. He died on the cross for my sin. He was raised from the dead for my justification. He ascended into heaven. sits on the right hand of the Father, ever to make intercession for me. God is my Father. Jesus Christ is my elder brother. I thank you, Lord. He made me the seed of Abraham. And heir to the promises. Thank you, Lord. I bind the spirits of rejection. I forgive anyone that I have ever hurt or ever hurt me. Lord Jesus, help me. Accept responsibility for my actions. Make restitution when necessary. And to forgive. In Jesus' name. Lord, I confess my sexual sin. I confess the idolatry and whoredom of my ancestors. And my idolatry and whoredom. I break the curses on me and my lineal descendants forever. In the name of Jesus, I break the curse of returning evil for good, of lying, of stealing, of poverty. I break all these curses because Jesus was made a curse for me that I might be delivered from the curse of the law. Rejection, I bind you. Amorites, pride, I rebuke you. Hittites, fear, I rebuke you. I bind you all. I command you to leave me now. Now, in the name of Jesus. I bind you and cast you out. In Jesus' name. Everybody cough and push them out now. Push them out. 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 In the name of Jesus. Push them out. Come on out. Come on out. Everybody sit down now. Sit down. Put both feet on the floor now. We're going to have a mass deliverance service. Occasionally I will ask you to cough. If it's something that would be an embarrassing spirit, I ask everybody to cough. You do this for your neighbor's benefit because he might have the problem and he's suppressing it because he don't want folks to know he's got it. And everybody coughs, he can let it go. Okay? And you might just have it in you and you need to push it out. You just might be there. You know, he cast a spirit of murder out of somebody and never murdered anybody. And lots of other spirits. I remember so well this lesbian spirit, and I said, come out. She said, but I haven't had a chance to use her yet. I said, well, you ain't going to get a chance. You coming out now. How'd you get in anyway? At that slumber party when she was 10 years old, I asked her about it, and she said, yeah, it's the first time I ever really was aware of sexuality. The lesbian spirit came in the slumber party. 10 or 12-year-old girl. I can't remember if it was 10 or 12. In the name of Jesus, I just bind all the spirits. Now I bind the spirit of self-hatred and self-mutilation. In the name of Jesus, I command it to go. I break all the curses from tattoos and from multiple piercings in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of whoredom in the name of Jesus that attached to tattoos and attached to piercings of the body. I break that spirit of whoredom in the name of Jesus, and I command it to leave in Jesus' name. Leave God's people. Come on out. Everybody take a deep breath. Push it out now. Come on. Push it out. Push out all them tattooed demons and all them piercing demons in the name of Jesus Christ. If you got PSD rings, I suggest you get rid of them. Praise your Lord Jesus. But if you got piercings in your navels and your nipples or other places, I guarantee you, you need to get rid of those. In the name of Jesus, I break the curse. I break the curse. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirits of self-hatred, self-mutilation in the name of Jesus Christ and command them to go. Self-rejection, I bind the spirits of anorexia and bulimia in the name of Jesus. I bind anorexia in the name of Jesus. Come on out, Anna. Let them go. Let them go. Oh, Anna, come on out, Anna, anorexia. Let her go. Let them go. Come on out. Out. You can't torment these people anymore. I bind you and I break your power, Anna. I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I break your power in Jesus' name. I bind the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, and I command them to leave now. I bind all the fantasy demons, all the daydreaming demons, all the fantasy demons. I bind the spirits of perverseness now in the name of Jesus Christ. All perverse spirits, come on out. All you perverse spirits, come on out. All you spirits of perverseness, of abnormal sex in the name of Jesus, of sexual dysfunction in the name of Jesus Christ. All you whoring spirits, you pedophile spirits, you lesbian spirits, you homosexual spirits, in the name of Jesus, I bind you and I break your power. All you spirits of self-pleasuring, I bind you. I command you to go. All the spirits of pornography, come out. Somebody take a deep breath and push them out now. Go. Oh! Come on out! Pornography! Come on out! Pornography! Masturbation! Come out! Self-pleasuring! Come out in the name of Jesus Christ! Go! Go! All the whoring spirits! Go! 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 In the name of Jesus Christ! I bind all gluttony spirits now, in the name of Jesus, all gluttony and rebellious spirits. I bind the spirits of heaviness and rebellion in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of heaviness and depression. Heaviness and depression, I bind you. I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. I curse you to your roots. Turn her loose. Turn her loose, heaviness. Let her go. Let her go. All the fear and the frustration, I bind you and I break your power over this child of God, and I command you to let her go in Jesus' name. Lord, I send the hornets from heaven. I send the hornets, Lord God. She said that she wants to change. And I break the power of it in the name of Jesus Christ. And I send the hornets after them. You said you would send the hornets after the Perizzites and the Amorites and the Hittites that hide in caves. I bind them and I send the hornets to drive them out. The stinging plague, God will destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. Take a deep breath, honey, and let them go. Come on. Take a deep breath. Come on now. Come on. Out. Let them go, baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break the power of it. In the name of Jesus. We break the grasshopper spirits. We break the perfection spirits in the name of Jesus. And we command them to go. All the nitpicking spirits. In the name of Jesus. I break the curse of idolatry now. I break the curse of idolatry of all Eastern religions. Jezebel, Tinka, Silva, I speak to you. Come out, Jezebel, Tinka, Silva, Savannah. I bind you, Iris. I break your power. You let them go. Come out, Celebi. I break your power and I command you to let them go in the name of Jesus. Tishan, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. The Shishun spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. I break their power in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Turn them loose, the Wanyan spirit. I break the Wanyan spirit, the sayings of Wanyan. I break a power in the name of Jesus, and I command them to leave God's people now in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. I bind the spirits of stubbornness and rebellion now in the name of Jesus. I bind the stubborn spirits, the unteachable spirits, the stubborn spirits, the argumentative spirits in the name of Jesus. I break their power. Lord, I ask for an outflow of your spirit, Lord. An outflowing of your spirit into the stubbornness now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirits of Quesha. In the name of Jesus and Pinka. I command you to come out. Everybody take a deep breath now. Let it go. Come on out of there. Come on out. All you stubborn spirits. All you unteachable spirits. All you scoffing spirits. Come on out. Come on out. Out, all the stubborn spirits, all the scoffing spirits, all the unteachable spirits in the name of Jesus, all the bitter spirits, come on out, all the tormenting spirits, all the spirits of torment in the name of Jesus. I break the power of torment now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break its power. Come out, tormenting spirits, come out, all the torment in the name of Jesus. I bind allergies in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all the allergies. Hay fever, congestion in the nose, congestion in the eyes. I bind migraine headaches, witchcraft behind the eyes. In the name of Jesus. Migraine, come out, migraine. Everybody take a deep breath, let migraine go. Come on out, migraine, you foul spirits. I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. All muscle spasm in the neck, muscle spasm in the back, muscle spasm in the leg. I break your power and I command you to leave. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you, get out. Get out of God's people. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' mighty name. I break your power and I command you to be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Now speak healing and restoration to God's people. Out! Out! In Jesus' name. Come on out. I break the power of ear problems. I speak to deafness now. You deaf and dumb demon, I bind you. I speak to deafness. I bind deafness. I speak in the name of Jesus. I speak hearing. Lord, open their ears. Unstop their ears. Be open in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch them, Lord. Touch them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you and bless you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Oh, God, for an outpouring of your Spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, pour your Spirit. I come against carious teeth now, Lord. Lord, I just ask you to fill all the cavities in this place, Lord God. I ask you to put gold caps on their teeth, Lord, so they know you've been there. Just touch them, Lord God. You've done it before, you can do it again, Lord. Just fill their mouths, Lord God, with your gold caps in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, confound the dentist, Lord. I bind gingivitis in the name of Jesus and pyorrhea and glossitis in the name of Jesus. I bind laryngitis in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak health and wholeness in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind bronchospastic reactive airway disease and asthma and bronchiectasis and corpulmonale in the name of Jesus. And heart attacks in the name of Jesus. And heart failure from fear and heart failure. I break the power of heart failure in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power and I speak health and wholeness in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak openness to lungs. In the name of Jesus, I bind gastroesophageal reflux. I bind duodenal ulcers. I bind colitis, enteritis. In the name of Jesus, duodenitis, hepatitis. In the name of Jesus, cholelithiasis. Come out, all of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, all hepatitis be gone. All pyelitis be gone. In the name of Jesus, all kidney disease. In the name of Jesus, kidney failure, I break your power. All bladder infections in the name of Jesus. Go! Go! All bladder problems, all vaginal problems in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! All uterine problems. I come against the spirits of dyspareunia and anonymia in the name of Jesus. And I command you to go! Leave God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone! Thank you, Lord. I come against herpes simplex stomatitis, Lord God. Herpes in the name of Jesus. Human papillomavirus in the name of Jesus. Chlamydia in the name of Jesus. AIDS in the name of Jesus. All these HIV infections in the name of Jesus. All these infections, I break their power. I curse them to their roots in the name of Jesus. And I command them to be gone. I come against myalgia, Lord God. Fibromyalgia, myalgia, muscle spasms in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, turn loose. Pain. Jesus bore all of their pain. All their pain and all their infirmity, and by His stripes they have been healed. I speak the healing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Healing grace, Lord. Let your healing grace flow over your people. Let your healing grace, Lord. Just touch them. Let your healing grace flow into them. I bind eye problems now, I bind cataracts, I bind macular degeneration in the name of Jesus Christ, farsighted, nearsighted in the name of Jesus, blindness. I command them to be gone. I speak healing to God's people now in the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's folks said,
amen.
Everybody stand up. Lord, just let your Spirit flow into them now. Let your Spirit flow, river flow. Flow, river flow. Lord, we praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. For great is your name and greatly to be praised, Lord. Just mighty name of Jesus, and we praise you and bless you and we glorify you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Fill them full, Lord God. Let your anointing flow into them.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.